The Serendipitous Brute. This is the story of Champagne Dont Grelé, written by Lisa Parati Brown for The Wine Palette. Among Champagne's contemporary grower-producers, Dont Grelé has built its reputation on a commitment to vineyard expression and innovation. Under the direction of Adrien Dont, the 7-hectare estate has become one of the region's most closely followed artisanal domains, focusing mainly on Chardonnay, yet also offering an exciting new label release made exclusively from Pinot Meunier, as well as a sensationally serendipitous brut of a Blanc de Blanc. Though the winery's cellars sit in Flavigny, a village without vineyards, the story of Dont Grelé is rooted across the Côte de Blanc and the Saisonnet. The estate formally took shape in 1986, when Eric Dont married Edith Grelé, uniting two families with very different backgrounds. The Dont's originated as Belgian farmers, while the Grelés brought deep roots in Cuisse and Cremant, two villages that remain central to the domain's identity today. Adrien Dont, who assumed winemaking responsibilities in 2012, represents a new generation of Champagne vignerons guided less by tradition than by observation and experimentation. My great-grandparents came here after the First World War, and they built a farm where we are now, he explained. Today we still like to keep animals, but they don't do much. We have a donkey, Serge, and a 12-year-old workhorse who is too lazy to work, he added with a laugh. The estate farms approximately 7 hectares of mostly Chardonnay vineyards across Grand Cru and Premier Cru sites, supplemented by small plantings of Pinot Noir and Pinot Meunier. Control over viticulture is central to Dont's philosophy. All the work in our vineyards is managed in-house, he said. Control is very important in order to achieve the level of ripeness we want. Dont's approach to farming is influenced by the idea of living soils. Synthetic products are absent, replaced by mechanical cultivation, short pruning, aggressive debudding, and composting practices designed to strengthen vine health. One of the domain's more unusual techniques involves algae-based treatments to combat mildew, reducing reliance on copper while promoting the vine's resilience. We don't use any chemicals in the vineyard, Dont noted. We make a compost by fermenting leaves from the forest with milk and a little sugar. You let it ferment like a tea. Healthy plants are very important. This focus on vineyard health results in fruit harvested at full physiological maturity, often yielding wines of notable texture and breadth, despite very low dosage levels, typically under 3 grams per liter. The growing season of 2022 offered a particularly revealing moment in the estate's evolution. 2022 was a very warm, dry vintage, said Dont. You need to keep that sense of Champagne. I loved the profile of the wines without malolactic in 2022. That year marked the first time the domain avoided malolactic fermentation entirely, a decision that brought heightened tension and clarity to the wines. In the cellar, Dont favors native yeast fermentations in barrel, with roughly 1/3 new oak each year and the remainder in older vessels. Settling is brief or sometimes skipped entirely. Sulfur additions are minimal, and the vins clairs rest on lees for 8 to 9 months before tirage without cold stabilization, fining, or filtration. A defining element of the house style is its perpetual reserve, maintained continuously since estate bottling began in 1986. Roughly 30% is drawn off annually for blending and replenished with wines from the new vintage, creating a living archive of the domain's terroirs across decades. The latest NV Extra Brut Roxolar release illustrates this philosophy clearly. Composed of 2/3 2022 fruit and 1/3 perpetual reserve, with 90% Chardonnay and 10% Pinot Noir, the wine delivers vibrant aromas of grapefruit, lime blossom, and sea spray layered with chalky minerality. No malolactic fermentation was performed on the 2022, resulting in a wine that balances citrus-driven precision with remarkable depth. Dante Grelet's range is anchored by Chardonnay, particularly from the Côte des Blancs. The non-vintage Les Terres Fines, sourced from parcels in Cuy and Grove, planted between the 1950s and 2014, offers a pure, incisive expression of the northern Côte des Blancs. With notes of white peach, crunchy pear, lemon verbena, and wet slate, the wine combines orchard fruit generosity with a taut mineral spine. The Cramant Grand Cru bottling, blending the Lieu-dit, Les Longues Verges, and La Garenne, reflects the interplay of site and vine health. La Garenne's sand-based soils and fan-leaf virus contribute tightly structured wines, while Les Longues Verges lends earlier ripening opulence. The result is a cuvée that marries refreshing energy with layered nuances of almond, ginger, and toasted bread. From Cuis, the vintage-dated Les Nogers bottling showcases Massal Selection Chardonnay planted in 1974 on a northwest-facing slope. The 2020 release unfurls with flamboyant notes of apricot, spiced apple, and kumquat framed by wet slate and lemongrass, delivering an opulent yet tension-driven palate. At the pinnacle sits Le Bateau. Drawn from a mere 0.14-hectare parcel planted in 1951 by Dante's great-grandfather. From a Lieu-dit named for its boat-shaped contours, the site combines north and south-facing exposures harvested on the same day. The 2020 Blanc de Blanc Grand Cru Le Bateau Vieille Vigne expands slowly in the glass, revealing candied ginger, honeysuckle, lemon meringue, and grapefruit oil layered over a spine of mineral energy. The wine's finesse underscores Dante's belief that ripeness and low dosage can coexist without sacrificing tension. If Dante Grelet's wines often feel meticulously composed, they are also born from experimentation, and occasionally, accident. The new cuvée La Brute MEB 1 originated from a challenging moment during the 2019 vintage. In 2019, there was a problem with the second fermentation in some bottles, Dante recalled. The fermentation was stuck, and I had a lot of bottles like this. It was terrible. Searching for a solution, he began opening bottles and adding fermented wine and yeast from a newer vintage, restarting the fermentation and creating a wine unlike anything he had previously made. The resulting cuvée, composed of 2019 and 2020 wines aged in magnums and blended with a portion of 2021, spent 3 years on lees before disgorgement, bottled only in magnums, with no dosage but around 6 grams of residual sugar. La Brute MEB 1 combines opulence with flinty tension, delivering intense aromas of lemon curd, passion fruit, beeswax, and praline. Only 300 magnums of the inaugural release were produced, underscoring the estate's small scale and experimental spirit. While Chardonnay remains central, Dante Grelet's newest label, the 2021 Les Côtes au Vin Blanc de Noir, is crafted from 100% Pinot Meunier. Despite a difficult growing season marked by botrytis pressure, the wine is a triumph, delivering exuberant notes of ripe red apples, raspberries, honeycomb, and rosebud tea, carried by a crisp, energetic palate. 2021 was a very challenging vintage, Dante said. There was a lot of rot on the Pinot Meunier, but this plot had good grass cover to soak up the water, so it was healthy. Across the range, Dante Grelet's champagnes share a distinctive signature: low dosage paired with remarkable fruit generosity. Rather than austerity, the wines offer layered textures shaped by ripeness, lees aging, and sight expression. Fermentation in barrel adds breadth, while minimal intervention preserves clarity of fruit and mineral detail. In an era when Champagne's grower movement continues to redefine expectations, Dante Grelet stands apart for its precision and philosophical coherence. Adrian Dante's self-taught approach, guided by experimentation, observation, and a deep respect for vineyard health, has transformed a modest family estate into one of the region's most compelling voices.